Blog Talk Radio. Today, Happy New Year. 2016 is here. Glory to God. Where did the time go? Already we are now moving into the start of a brand new year. Now, I am taking a brief pause in between the subject that we've been studying on the book of Revelations. We left off on chapter 18, and we will pick back up with that thought on next week, Friday. I believe that would be January the 8th. But because it's New Year's Day, I wanted to give you my greetings and warm wishes and blessings and love for this new year. And I just wanted to share a few words in your hearing. I was up this morning and getting ready to start the day, and I just said, Lord, you know, I don't want to do anything without first acknowledging you and inviting you into prayer. You know, I don't know if you know what I feel, you know, after you do things all year long the way that we did on last year. I came to the conclusion like Leah did. She said, Lord, I will now just praise you. And that's how I feel right now on this New Year's Day. I am making it my purpose for these first 5 days to just give God my attention, and a big portion of this day I choose to give my attention to God so that he can speak into my heart, into my life, and he can have the say. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs that a man will, design his plan or plan his plan, but in the end, the Lord will give their instructions and directions. In other words, in the end, God will be the one to have the last say. And I said, Lord, let's do this off the top, from the beginning. Let's have prayer. Let's talk about what you want to do today and for the rest of the days coming up in 2016. And so that's why I wanted to talk to you briefly, because I know a lot of people are excited about it being a brand new year, and you have goals, and then you set goals, and sometimes, you know, we fall off, and we don't always come up to the standard that we set for ourselves. And I want to say, if that happens, just get back up, dust yourself off, keep going, get back to your plan that you have written down. First and foremost, you got to write it down, because all leaders who have been successful in their leadership acknowledge that those who make an itemized list of what it is that they want to accomplish are the ones experiencing and seeing the most success. And so that's what I want to shine spotlight on here today in my little brief greetings and acknowledgement of the start of this new year, wanting to help you to get the ball moving in the right direction so that we can take the path of least resistance and experience a sweatless victory. And so every success is a prayer success. And I determined in my mind this morning, God, I'm going to give you the right of way. I'm going to yield and let you speak first. I'm going to pray and ask you, God, what do you want? Now I'm tired of this. I'm planning, I'm doing, and putting it out there, and now Lord bless it. And then he doesn't. Why? Because it wasn't in his plan. And so I found that it's just better to find out off the top what's in your plan. Let's get with what you are blessing and run with that. I'm a suitable and adaptable, and I'm willing to adjust to whatever it is that God is wanting to do. And so, and I wanted to also say to you, you know, if you when you experience opposition, which we experienced, I did last year, and it really kind of got me in the mully grub sometime. It just kind of got me down. But then I realized, you know, through listening to my favorite evangelists and teachers, that opposition will come. Satan is the source of all our struggles. And so we have a responsibility in this. We have to resist him in every way possible. Stand on the word firm so that you can see the victory. And it took practice and practice and years of practice for me to come to terms with the thought that I'm sharing here with you today. It takes practice, and eventually you will come to the place in your relationship with God where you'll be able to look past contrary circumstances that may be facing you and see the victory that is awaiting you. And so I did say that I wanted to acknowledge God first in prayer. And so we want to be led by the Spirit of God, especially these first 5 days. They're very critical that we spend that time with him in prayer, you know, even if you have to break it up, if you have to do a half an hour and then maybe go back later on that day and then, you know, do another half an hour, but write down what it is, you know, the questions that you want God to answer. God, first of all, what do you want to do? What do you want out of 2016? And when he reveals it to you, if he gives you a scripture, then write it down and then stand on that. That's why I made the subtopic of my subject today here, stand strong. And so I want to pray, because I said that's what should be done at the top of the year. We should pray. And so I'm going to pray this prayer, and then I want you to go back and log on and listen to this program again and pray this prayer again and again and again, and know that every time you pray, you put the word out into the atmosphere, then the ministering angels have something to work with. In Psalms 120, he says that his angels hearken to his word to perform it. So let's give our ministering angels something to perform. And so let's pray to have a spirit controlled life. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. And our life is governed not by the standards and according to the dictates of the flesh, but controlled by the Holy Spirit. And we are not living the life of the flesh. We are living the life of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God dwells within and directs and controls us. And we are conquerors, and we gain a surpassing victory through Jesus who loves us. And we do not let ourselves be overcome by evil, but overcome evil and master evil with good. And we have on the full armor of light, and we are clothing ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and make no provision for indulging in the flesh. And we are doers of God's word. And we have God's wisdom. He is peace-loving, courteous, considerate, gentle, willing to yield to reason, full of compassion and good fruits. And we are free from doubt, wavering, and insecurity. And we are subject to God, and we stand firm against the devil, and we resist the devil, and he flees from us. And we come close to God, and God comes close to us. And we do not fear, for God will never leave us. And in Christ, we are filled with the Godhead, his Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He is our Lord. And I want you to make this your meditation today. This is how we can give back to God the gift that he has given to us. Give back a willing heart, a yieldedness to let him have the right of way. And we meditate and focus our attention on this prayer to be yielded to reason and full of compassion and good fruits, and that we will be free from doubt, wavering, and insincerity, that we make ourselves subject to God. It is so critical. And so if you are feeling like, well, my year didn't start out the way that I had hoped that it would or the way that I had wanted it to, know that you are in control. You are the author of your life. So you have something to say in the matter. And so over here in the book of Mark chapter 4 and verse 26, and this is the parable of the growth of the seed. Your word is the seed. And in verse 26, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. So I take this with you before we close, that second clause, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Know here the responsibility is placed in your hand to cast the right seeds into the ground, because what you sow is what you will reap. So take time, design an itemized list of what you would like, and then ask God what he would like, and by all means yield to his leading and guiding, because that's what we are after right now. We're after his leading so that we will be gentle and full of reason, willing to yield to his reason. So when we sow our seeds through the words that we speak out good things, then we can get good things back. And in verse 27, and when he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knows not how. You won't know how the good things will come to pass that you are speaking out of your mouth, and even the things that we just pray. We won't know how God will bring it to pass, but we do know that when we speak out the word, that the book of Proverbs or Job tells us that God will cause the light to shine upon our path, meaning he will show us how to get the thing done, how to bring it to pass. So I just wanted to put that in your hearing, and I pray you have a happy new year. I pray that you will not be moved by what you see, but be moved by what you believe. I pray that you will have tunnel vision and will be able to keep your eye on the goal, on the prize, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will not be overcome of evil. I pray that you will master evil with good. I pray that you will have on the full armor of light and that you clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and make no provision for indulging in the flesh. And that's where a lot of the open doors are made to the adversary, yielding to the flesh, making provision for the flesh. And then he gets in there and then he steals the word. Yes, this is awfully intense. It's deliberate and it's worth it. Glory to God. It's worth it. I'd rather do this than to have a lot of drama in my life. I'd rather be found fighting to have faith, fighting to believe God's word, fighting to bring flesh off of the throne so that God's word can take root and begin to grow up in me and be found having faith and not being found caving in and yielding to negativity. It's effort. You have to be strong. It goes against the nature of our flesh. But that's what we were warring against our flesh. We say, no. You're not coming in here. Not this year. Not this year. We're not having it. Glory to God. We're going to do things according to God's dictates and instructions. And we're going to yield the right of way to him and let him speak his word to our hearts. And then we speak those words back out to the atmosphere for the ministering angels to have an assignment to carry out, to go forth, to bring in the necessary finances, the jobs, better jobs, benefits, bonuses, surprises, windfall, blessings, houses, land, increase. Glory to God. I decree that there won't be no early death. You shall fulfill the number of your years. Glory to God. There won't be any barrenness among you, no abortions, because you will be aware of your ministering angels that have been sent forth to minister to you, to prepare the way before you, to take you into the place it is that God has prepared for you. Glory to God. And so with that said, that's a lot. You got to listen to this again. And please share the link. Please share the link on your Facebook walls for others who are seeking to find their way, a plan for this year of 2016. Glory to God. You got to write it down so that you have a vision board in your mind, a vision of where it is that you are moving in. God has given me my plan for the year. This time I'm going to keep this one to myself. I usually always post, my theme for the new year, but this time I'm going to keep this theme because I feel that this is a personal between me and God for my life. And if he says later to share it, then I will. And so be aware of him. That's what he means when he says be aware of his angel, that he will not pardon your transgression. We looked at that in the book of Exodus chapter 23:20. I hit that real hard because I want you to know that what God is saying when he says be aware of the ministering angels, that he will not pardon your transgression. He is saying be sensitive to his voice, to his leading. The voice of the Lord is still, is small. Sometimes he speaks to us through our circumstances. I'm not saying be spooky or anything like that, but be on alert for his guidance. And then when he speaks, you will know it. Write it down. That's the plan. That's the first step for you for your new year. And I almost missed it when he came to me because he came on the 29th or the 30th, and he gave me a word, and I was like, whoa, Lord, that's my word. That's my word for the new year, but that's for me. And I know that it was a specific word for me, for my direction. And so you get with God in prayer and be diligent. You know, it just takes a few minutes every day, but the return on that sacrifice of time that you yield is well worth it. Remember to visit my website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com and like me on Facebook. Click that tab, copy and paste that link into your browser, and then like the page so you can see updates that I post automatically on the feed. And don't forget to click the TV link, watch programs that you may have missed. And also I produce a radio program locally that you can listen to on demand while you're on the website, inspirationalcorneronline.com. www.thebrandonbrown.com. Click that RSS and subscribe to my podcast. And then you can hear what's being taught to the local listeners over the WLCM radio station. And I love you. And if you will, click the donate button, send a love gift, an offering to support. This is a 501c3 ministry, and you will be able to receive a tax credit for your gifts of love that you sow to help me do the gospel in a more excellent way. Yes, the gospel is free. This is true. But doing it in the earth is not free. There are things that come up, and your financial support will help with those efforts. I love you. Happy New Year. God bless you. Remember, don't yield to the flesh. And 1 Peter 5:7, God cares about you affectionately. He cares about you watchfully.